Well, 20 penalties marched off against the Bills and the Lions last night. Last week, a dozen penalties against the Bills is not just Buffalo. The flags are flying all over the NFL in this preseason, and everybody's kind of wondering why. What's going on? Penalties called left and right. On the line with us live, he is the creator of the website footballzebras.com, analysis and commentary on NFL officials and the calls they make. Ben Ostro joins us. Hi, Ben, you're on the air.
Hi, John. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much for coming on with us. It makes for a very entertaining game, I got to say. And we knew going in that they had some points of emphasis, and they certainly have stressed it in the preseason, haven't they?
Well, they have, and, you know, preseason is for the officials as well, and there does seem to be quite a few points of emphasis this season. There's four big ones. They're looking at illegal contact and defensive holding. They're also going to be very strict this season about that one-yard zone, like a push-off for the receiver or a little bump from the cornerback there. And Dean Blandino has said, you know, that yard, that is a yard, and it's not a yard in the shade or anything like that. So they are going to call that as strict as possible this year because, you see a team like Seattle that kind of pushes the envelope. Yeah. And so they wanted to kind of dial that back. There was a proposal on the table to just do away with that and just say that it starts as pass interference from the line of scrimmage. They ultimately turned down that proposal, but then the powers that be decided that, you know, we do have a rule on the books. Let's enforce it as a one-yard penalty or one-yard zone, and then that's a penalty, and they will strictly do it. Well, and the fourth area that is of a major push this year is, of course, the abusive language, the taunting and the slurs that came up in the past season.
Yeah, I just saw a call made, I think, for abusive language the other day on a preseason game I was watching. But the other three, it seems like, Ben, the league for almost decades now has endeavored to make the rules kind of benefit the offense, the passing offense in particular. And then these rules, these points of emphasis come out this year as if they weren't scoring enough points or there weren't enough big passing plays downfield. What's the rationale?
Well, and all of these seem to really anchor on the passing game here.
Yeah.
I see that the defense probably has an advantage on that 1 yard zone because, you know, if the defender is on the end of the neutral zone, that's the 1 yard. If he backs up, he knows that any contact from that point back is going to be a penalty. So he's got an advantage to know if I step back, I'm going to get a penalty. So as long as all of the action goes forward, he's safe and he doesn't have to worry about that. The receiver, though, has to make a judgment call on that. And I could see it being more offensive pass interference than defensive pass interference in that case. But, you know, you did see a lot of plays this year where, kind of pushing the envelope a little bit and, you don't want to see flags on every play, but, it seems like we're creeping ever so closer to, you know, trying to get away with something. And so now everything is clear. Everybody's got the same marching orders from Dean Blandino at their July clinic, and they go over all this film study, and they actually show this is a play that we're going to expect to see it. This is a play we're not going to expect to see it. So they were very thorough on it, and then they gave all of the teams a video that showed these as well. I think that once you get into the regular season, you get a couple of weeks down, and everybody gets a feel for it, and then, you know, we'll probably not be talking about this come October.
Well, that's one thing I read Blandino said, that the way they're calling it now in preseason, that's the way he wants it called during the regular season, right? They're not going to back off.
Well, and that's the thing, is you normally see during the preseason, you know, they're coming off of the clinics, the officials are, and so something's planted. I mean, these points of emphasis are essentially a seed planted in their head.
Mm-hmm.
So if they see this, they're going to call it because they just went over it in the clinic. So as the preseason progresses, you're going to see these calls come out in real situations, and they're going to be evaluated on it. The grades don't count for preseason. But what they do is they establish, here's what the head office is determining is a foul, is not a foul. And so that 4-week preseason really helps the officials kind of fine-tune what came out of the clinic, and then in a practical life situation, how they're going to call that, how they're going to rule it, and then for the official's sake, how are they going to grade it.
A couple of weeks ago, Ben, the stat that came out was 9 extra penalties per game, 2 teams combined, based on compared to last year during the regular season. That means more time to call these penalties, to march off the yardage. At some point, won't the league say, and maybe they won't see it till regular season. My partner on the Bills broadcast last night, Mark Kelso, said it's one thing to make these calls and maybe not slow preseason games down, because typically in the preseason, second half teams are trying to run the ball and get out of there. That won't be the case in the regular season. If there are 9 extra penalties per game in the regular season, that's going to make put a dent in the time of game, I would think.
Certainly. I mean, there are some things that are put in the rules every year to kind of shorten the games. One of the things that's kind of interesting is all of the officials are wired up with wireless headsets. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to communicate things fairly quickly so that we can move a penalty enforcement down the line pretty quickly. So that might shave off a few seconds here or there, and so that's going to help speed the game along. But it does seem, and I will bet that this season we will see an uptick in those calls for illegal contact, the offensive and defensive pass interference. It just seems that when a point of emphasis is made, there is a little bit of an uptick in that area, in the regular season. And then it starts to level off.
Yeah.
So,
hey, Ben,
really is not too much correlation between preseason and regular season in my mind. I think that they just call it the same. You do have some people that are fighting for jobs, and, you got your third string, fourth string, and beyond on the field in the second half, you might see more penalties. We're also seeing during some of these preseason games, we're getting some of the development officials getting some real-time reps for next year's hires on the field during the preseason. So you have a mix of that. You have 13 new officials on the field as well this season, which is a large turnover that we don't usually see. And now you have these new points of emphasis. I think it's really kind of a perfect storm that all these elements are coming together and you're seeing more penalties.
Well, it bears watching. We'll keep an eye on it, and maybe we'll come back to you for more explanations, Ben. Thank you very much for joining us tonight to talk about it.
Sure thing.
Ben Ostro, his website is footballzebras.com. One word, footballzebras.com. It's analysis of officiating, commentary on officiating. Always good stuff, interesting stuff. Footballzebras.com. Our thanks to Ben Ostro for joining us tonight to talk about it.